Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Oh God, we thank you, Lord. God be glorified in us, Lord. Show yourself strong. Mighty are your works. We give you glory. We bless your name, Jesus. Creation is longing for the manifestation of your sons and your daughters. You said, blessed are the man that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Fill us with more of you, God. Send a revival, Lord. We are people, we wait on a mighty move of God.
That was our first song for the week, coming from out of the Bahamas, Mr. Rico Aris. And you know, when I first heard this song, We Want More, you know, I heard an international appeal, man. This song is anointed, man. And I don't know who did the production on this song, man. It is awesome. Off the chizzy, off the chains, you know, but it is a beautiful song, man. And I see this song going really, really far. And Rico, I've watched him over the years as he grew, you know, in the Lord. And, you know, I really could see him, you know, hitting the international stage easily, man, standing up to any artist out there on an international level, man, you know. But Rico, you keep up the great work, man. Keep producing wonderful music like this one, all right? God bless you, man, you know. And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a gifted and anointed songstress whose singing and ministry is powerful, impactful, and she do be singing. The gospel powerhouse from Memphis, Lisa Knowles-Smith. Lisa, welcome. How are you, dear sister?
I'm good. I'm doing so good, Mike D. Thank you so much for allowing me to come hang out for a minute with you today.
Oh, it's an honor, dear. It's an honor.
Hi, Lisa, and welcome to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. You know, Lisa, you were raised with a quartet background, and your whole life seems to have been surrounded with musicians and music. Have you ever thought for a minute, I wonder if there was something else that I was born for rather than music?
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Landlord, for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you guys. I believe absolutely that music is something that I was born to do. But through the life of music, I've been allowed to kind of impart into, for lack of a better word, and inspire and motivate a generation of people. So I love people. I love helping people. And I thank God that He used music to allow me to reach people.
That's awesome, man. And it seems like you just couldn't miss it, man. Great stuff.
You started singing background with your mom's group, her female quartet group, the Brown Singers. And wow, what a group. I mean, you know, multi-stellar award recipient, and your grandmother too, your cousin in there. You eventually took over as the lead singer, but fill us in a little bit about the Brown Singers, that experience, and some of the artists you've sung background for before your solo music ministry.
Yeah, definitely started with the Brown Singers, which was a three-generational group. My mother and my grandmother were the originators and founders of the Brown Singers. And I started singing at 9 and still here now 30 years later, still doing it and still loving the quartet gospel music community and just traditional gospel music. I've had the opportunity to sing, oh my God, with James Fortune and Faya, Pastor John P. Key, Vashon Mitchell, the Cardi Cortez, Kiara Sheard, and I've been featured on numerous records, Erica Campbell, J.J. Harrison. Oh, my God. There are really too many to list, but I thank God for every opportunity. And I've been completely blessed as I got ready to launch out on my own solo thing. So I just thank God for just, you know, everything that he does well.
Amen. Lisa, there's a young lady from out of the Bahamas. Her name is Siobhan DeVoe, and she has a question for you.
Hi, my name is Siobhan DeVoe from Nassau, Bahamas, and I'd like to know, how do you juggle all of the responsibilities as a wife, mentor, and an international gospel artist?
Well, Siobhan, the way that I do it is making sure that I keep the main thing. My family comes first and then everything else after that, because I believe that God gives us our family as our first ministry. So I don't want to be a public success and a private failure. So the way that I do that is to make sure that my family is taken care of and then everything else after that falls in line. And it's easy for me.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
I just love that, man. You know, what you said was so powerful, you know, being a public success but a private failure. Very powerful.
And now you're singing on P.J. Morton's Benediction, too, joining,
yeah,
you know, Tasha Cobbs, Leonard Kiera, and Leandria, and Kiki Wyatt. And how was that? You guys sound great. How was that?
Oh, it was awesome. I've been a longtime fan of P.J. Morton. I was actually featured on his father's record a few years ago, Bishop Paul S. Morton, and I had an opportunity to meet P.J. And, of course, all of those ladies are my sisters in the industry as well as ministry, and just kind of had a good time hanging out and kind of singing it the way we feel it. I enjoyed it. It was awesome. I'm so grateful, again, for every opportunity that God provides for me.
Hallelujah. Nice. We're so happy that you let God use you like you do.
For real, man, you know, and you're really doing it, man. You know, I'm so glad that you're allowing the Holy Spirit to use you as a vessel for the kingdom of God. Great stuff, man.
Lisa, I tell you, you are busy, busy, busy doing God's work all over. And congratulations on everything, and keep keeping God first like you do. And thanks so much for joining us, Lisa Knowles-Smith.
Yeah, Lisa, thank you so much for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show, and we just wish you all the best. God bless.
Well, I want to say to Landlord and Mike D, thank you guys. I want to personally thank you for giving me the opportunity to share with you all today. It has been a complete pleasure. Thank you so much for supporting and playing my music, our music, and I am forever grateful. Well, and I also want to say thank you so much to all of my people in the islands in Africa and all over everywhere. Thank you so much for your support and your love. I appreciate it so much.
I just couldn't let it go without letting the ladies encourage you a little bit too. You don't have to worry. It is, I promise it's gonna get better. Lisa Knowles Smith, tell us.
Don't you worry and don't you fret. Cause I know God ain't never failed me yet.
Never failed me yet.
He knows the plans he has for you. And I believe he'll do everything he said he would do.
Everything he said.
Yeah.
I still hope you believe it. Get better. Let's watch the sun.
Lisa Knowles Smith starts off that mighty fine song by P.J. Morton, the son of Bishop Paul S. Morton, of course. P.J. calls that song Better Benediction, too. And Lisa is joined on that song by Leandra Johnson and Kiki Wyatt and Kiera Sheard Kelly and Tasha Cobbs Leonard. And the All Ladies Better Benediction, too, is sounding oh so good in the neighborhood. Other singers love her singing. She's what's known as a singer's singer. And we want to thank the gifted and anointed singer Lisa Knowles Smith for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Then Lord Lisa Knowles Smith started singing with her mother's and grandmother's female gospel quartet. Yeah, female gospel quartet way back in the day called the Brown Singers. They're still around and they still sing here and there. She was a little girl when she joined the quartet, and eventually she became the lead singer of the Brown Singers.
Mike, Lisa Knowles Smith has been doing it for years, and she continues to do it, man. And it is always great to have her on the show, man. Coming up next is a pastor from out of the U.S. You know, his name is Pastor Charles Moore, and he's featuring Faithful Few. And this is their latest track entitled Keeper of My Soul. Check it out right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show.
When I'm in my secret place, Lord, you're on my mind, and every little thing you do for me, yeah, seems all strength and my refuge. There can be no happiness in my life without you. Cause you are the keeper. The keeper of my soul.
belong to you.
Piece of my life, I know it's true.
I couldn't make it all by myself.
When I'm in my secret place, outdoors in my private place, warm breeze blowing all around, sun shining in day, stars at night, and Lord, you're on my mind as I praise and thank you and give you all the glory, not worried about what I don't got, thanking you, Lord, for the blessings I do have. Hallelujah. And that's the singer, songwriter, and bass guitar player, Pastor Charles Moorer, featuring the Faithful Few. That's a nice single sound from the album Keeper of My Soul, Landlord.
Mike, Pastor Charles Moore is doing it, man, you know. This is such a beautiful, jazzy, soothing sound, man, and I'm truly loving it. And the production, man. The production is amazing. You know, once again, the song, The Keeper of My Soul. You know, I want you guys to go online and support these artists, man. All these artists that we play, support them, you know, send them a message, encourage them. Trust me, when you in the music airwaves, the enemy has a hit on your life, man, and you need prayer warriors. You need people to stand by your side and pray for you, you know, because trust me, it ain't easy being out there on the public scene, man, you know. But man, Pastor Charles, keep up the great work, man. Beautiful song, man. Awesome. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, Landlord, it was once said, the man who thinks he can and the man who thinks he cannot are both right.
Most definitely, Mike. Most definitely. You know, because whatever a man think in his heart, so is he. Great stuff today, Mike. Great stuff. Well, at this time, we would love to thank international gospel artist Lisa Noel Smith for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, for always taking the time and hanging out with us every week. We appreciate you. We look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike Dean, everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. But coming up next is Lisa Harris. She is originally from Jamaica, but now she's living in Antigua and Barbuda, and she is a chef. She could cook, you know, and she ran her own restaurant in Antigua for many years, but now she is in full-time ministry, and she will be right here in the Bahamas in April. And I want you guys to go out and support her and many other Bahamian artists. They'll be having a concert here, so check out, okay? But right now, I want you to check out her single entitled Strong Tower. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Can't believe I fall so easily. Can't believe He almost got the best of me. Should have known better. Should have held on, should have been upon the Lord. But now I've grown, and now I know I can do it on my own. The gates of hell will never prevail.
The gates, the gates, the gates.